Uri, I remember you were telling us the story of what happened to you when you were a little boy, about this sphere of light, a UFO, whatever it might have been, that affected your life for the rest of your life. You remember that?
Yes, I remember that. Something extraordinary happened just lately with that story. This is the event that happened in my life when I was around five. I was playing in an Arabic garden opposite our apartment building, and I heard cats crying, and I was looking for them, and suddenly, I'm trying to make this very short, there was a sphere of light in front of me. It was pulsating. I was just so mesmerized by it. I was only 5 years old. The next thing I can remember was almost like a laser beam light that shot out of this sphere, hit my forehead, and with force pushed me into the grass. I don't know how long I lay there, but I know one thing, that I ran home and told my mother. And of course, she didn't believe me. She said I fantasized it, or I dreamt, or I'm making it up. But this happened. It was so real that I had to write about it in my books, which I did. And of course, people, you know, mainly skeptics, scoffed, and they made fun out of this story. Come on, he's making it up. What kind of an encounter was it supposed to be, and so on. And I had to live with this story for so many years because I knew it happened. I knew I did not dream it. Now, I was back in Israel a year ago. I did a very major television series called The Successor, where I was looking for the new Uri Geller, which, by the way, is going to be now shown around the world. And I get an email from this older man in Israel, and he saw me tell this sphere story on a BBC documentary about me called Reputation. And he said, Uri, listen, I was there. I saw this sphere of light, and I couldn't believe it. So I emailed him immediately back and told him, what's your telephone number? I want to talk to you. And I called him up, and he said, look, Uri, my parents lived in Shderot Rothschild, which is Rothschild Boulevard. I lived in this tiny street called Bezalel Yafe. He was walking home. We're going back now close to 55 years. And he saw a little boy, and he saw this huge sphere of light, and then he saw the little boy running towards his apartment, and the light was following him. And I said, do you realize, you know, what you've done? You validated this story for me. And this guy, you know, he was an Army career soldier. He's an officer in the Navy, in the Air Force. There's no reason that he would make this up. He's an older man now. But that was so fantastic for me to hear this validation, because I always knew that this was real. And people ask me, what was it? What do you think it was? And I really don't know. I can only assume, I can only make up theories that either this was some kind of a supernatural occurrence, and that's my explanation. Number two, that maybe it was some kind of a rational, geographical type of a black hole, a warp that you know, some scientists say occurs naturally. Or number three, which is the most obviously far-out theory, that it was some kind of a higher intelligence, and I'm talking about extraterrestrial encounter. One of the three for sure.
Did it change you, Uri?
Well, I don't know if it changed me, but very soon after that, I discovered that I had certain talents and skills, which obviously I used and later on made me, you know, world known. But I don't know. You know that it could have been some type of a sign for me, maybe an awakening call.